Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? See the birds of the sky, that they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of much more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his height? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They do not toil, neither do they spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon in all his glory was not dressed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today exists, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, won't he much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? Or, with what will we be clothed? For the unbelievers seek after all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not be anxious for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Chapter 7. Do not judge, so that you won't be judged. For with whatever judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with whatever measure you measure, it will be measured to you. And why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how will you tell your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first remove the log out of your own eye, and then you can see clearly to remove the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give that which is holy to the dogs, neither throw your pearls before the pigs, or they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces.